Tavaka Cranny.
You're fucking gay, dude.
I wish it
What's up, boys?
I wish it was a white Russian, though. That'd be nice.
Ooh. Boy, Larry D.
I'm sure you would like a white Russian.
Yeah. You're a nice white Russian. Fake tits? I don't know, maybe.
Back at it again with another episode of Regular Discharge. We got your boy, Ezra J.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Bubba.
I don't want to be his girlfriend.
Hey. I'm stressing, dude.
I did horrible at a drift event today. Embarrassed myself a bunch. But everybody said I did good.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
So I like that part of it.
It was fucked up. They lied to you, dude.
Yeah.
We will get into that, but we also have a special guest.
Two guests tonight.
David Feldman.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't know. What's
you should have gave him a nickname Mark or Viegas. Something.
Huh?
Mark Viegas.
Mark Viegas.
That's the one.
Mark Viegas. And he actually does. He actually did a little bit of stand-up comedians.
Yeah,
not as good as us, but he does them.
I didn't do no stand-up comedians, but I do stand-up comedy.
Larry. No, he does stand-up comedians.
Larry's the only one that's done it, and he didn't do that great.
Hey, it was
he did pretty good for his first time.
I got like, a lot of laughs.
Yeah, but he didn't do like, and he's never done it since.
So nope,
he's only done it once.
One
like
done.
Actual.
I'm good here.
Up
one hitter quitter
in front of where it was that.
That's
like,
all I need. What
that place down
full right circle?
Down. Full circle.
Is that where it was?
Yes, brewery.
They have like a little stage,
a little comedy stage.
So I haven't done it there because that's I believe a weekend show, right? It's a Sunday.
It's a weekday show.
Thursday night.
I can't remember. I don't know. It was a long time
ago. Thursday night.
It wasn't recent.
It's Sunday and Wednesday.
Thursday night. Or was it Sunday night?
It's Sunday and Wednesday.
Dude, it was a while back. It was a while back.
DeChicos does it too. I heard you did it there.
Yeah, that's where I've done most of it. DeChicos
and Clovis, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I was looking up some stuff. I was thinking about opening a comedy store here.
You like write stuff?
Woo!
Yeah. I write, but it's kind of hard because when I go up on stage, I literally forget everything I write, and I just
welcome to the club, buddy.
Riffing,
take your phone up there. Take your phone up there. It's an open mic. Take your phone. Take your notes.
That's true.
Just keep getting it until you feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
When we went though, it was like fucking. There was like 100 people there. Dude.
That's it. There was 5,000 when I went.
Wait, at the Chico. At the Chico's, there was like 100 people.
No,
it was packed really? In like probably like 30 to 50% of the crowd.
Which Chico's
mine.
Is this?
I've never even heard of
it. It's the Old Town one. That's
you
the only
said
other
50% of the crowd was yours?
I swear to God.
Really?
Gotta go.
Yeah, like pretty much the whole crowd.
Hey,
a lot of people, man.
But that sucks because then they just think you're funny when you're not funny.
We gotta go.
You gotta go when no one's your crowd.
That's actually a good point. So
it really is.
I do have that belief as well. But that's why when I go to open mics to smaller shows, I don't invite anybody that I know, and I just go out there.
Go by yourself, huh?
Exactly.
I never invite anybody.
But
fuck
the only
them.
Time I invite all my people is when it's at that bigger show, just because like you know it's a bigger audience. So
it's dope that you do that.
You know, thank you.
It's cool, man.
I hate you, actually.
Yeah, that's fine. Most people do.
Well, I don't know. Like,
I mean, like that you're so funny.
Not that, hate it. Not that we like grew up together, but like we grew up together. You know what
correct.
I mean?
Correct. Yeah, same area.
Yeah.
You guys had sex before?
Twice.
Same
area.
Twice.
Same era and shit. And I just didn't expect you to be like.
Cool.
So hot or what?
No, like into
sexy.
Same kind of shit, you know.
Into
right.
Are you
right.
turned on
comedy.
From this? He's all bricked up. Are you bricked?
Maybe we're going for a round number three tonight.
I tell you what, I ain't standing up.
I ain't showing you guys the goods.
I ain't gonna stand up. I ain't tell you that.
I hope I'm recording.
I fucking hope you are too. You better.
No, I'm recording video, the audio, but I'm gonna check video.
That's what I was saying. You better fucking been recording
check,
video,
check,
dude.
Check.
Intro to the intro.
Intro to the fucking Steve. Fucking goddamn Steve.
Great.
All right, but yeah, dude. Fucking yeah, I appreciate that. That's tight. I like that you guys are fucking into that.
So why did you do one show and why did you stop doing one show?
I'm just busy, bro.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel
work
like
a
it
lot.
Ultimately
it's
comes
hard.
Down to just not.
I wake up at 4 a.m.
going out much. You know, it's probably. Okay.
But I can do it here though. This
going
is what
sucks.
We're on. This is episode 93.
Oh
92.
Shit! Okay.
92. It's 90 something.
So we in the 90s.
We're 2 years and something. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Holy shit! Hell yeah.
We're coming up on 2 years right now.
Okay.
Every week there's an episode that drops.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, but
damn, you guys are badass. That's sick.
But we might need to do a name change here pretty soon or something.
Nope. No. Yeah, never. That's a great name. A regular discharge is here to stay. If you want to make a new podcast, go ahead.
I don't think so.
I think it's great, but I don't know, man. It might attract
people.
Wrong.
Don't like the name.
It might attract. It attracts the wrong
audience. I want to attract the wrong audience. I want them to come.
See, but then if you change the name, you can't start off with the same number. You'd have to go to number one.
No. So the hardest
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
The hardest thing, really. In my opinion, it's just, fuck, I literally just lost it. Damn. But when you started off or whatever, you know, like, we've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
God damn, you guys make me so forget.
Dude,
stop
come on.
About other stuff, dude.
All right, whatever. Our last episode was 68 views.
Nice. Hey,
that's only on Spotify and Apple and shit. That's not on YouTube. YouTube, we got 17.
Okay,
oh, shit.
So we're almost at 100.
Hey, no, that's a big deal. That's a big fucking deal.
That's good.
That's fucking good.
Like it's the small steps, and then when you get to 100, he's gonna be like, boom, 100.
And we have two sponsors now.
Okay,
we're sponsored by Spotify and Anchor.
Okay,
and Get Raw Nutrition.
Okay,
no, you are, bitch. We're not. But you shout it out. Hold on. Tell me your code.
You're a nutrition.
Tell me your code. Do an ad.
Code Ezra at checkout. 10%
where
off.
Where, though? Doing a whole ad. Do
at Get Raw Nutrition.
Get. Hold on. Spell it out.
Get Raw Nutrition. GetRawNut.
Okay, this guy's retarded.
That was fucking fantastic.
I'm not buying that product.
The best fucking ad I've ever heard.
I don't even know where I'm going.
I just went retarded for a second. I forgot what we were talking about, and I spaced the fuck out. I had something decent to say.
You were supposed to say something cool, but you forgot.
I completely forgot.
We need an
forgot.
AC in here.
I don't know. What were we talking about?
It's
like, kind of
warm already.
Fuck, dude.
I'm sweating.
I lost it. You're sweating right now.
I'm sweating right now. I got beads.
Man, it was a hot night. It was hectic.
It was a very hectic night.
Oh, yeah. Ezra's girlfriend turned out to be crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
Ezra got the first round draft pick and just fucked up. He picked Trey Lance and got injured.
Fuck, dude. Something happened.
No, this is like drafting Johnny Manziel.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa.
Oh, do you guys not know?
Because he's a partner.
Yeah.
You guys know sports?
I know hockey.
David does not know sports.
I don't really know who the fuck he's talking about.
I know hockey.
You're good.
But what the fuck, man? Damn.
Ezra had sex one time. We just had an episode about it, guys. And now his girl, the last two times, has not had sex, but has fought and left both times.
Oh, this is the second time she fought.
Damn.
She fought the first time?
The first time we weren't here.
Well, remember, she was like, "You got me, slut."
Damn.
Oh yeah, that last weekend or two
weekends ago after before camping.
Yeah, we talked about that on the pod though, right?
Yeah, that was the same day. But they didn't know that.
You said some jokes and I was like, good inside.
Wasn't that the same night?
It was the same night.
It
was the same night.
No, that was not the same night.
It was the week after.
Was she crazy before you gave her dick or?
He doesn't know. He just met her.
He just met her.
No, she was.
And she gave you pussy. She was definitely crazy.
Yeah. That's what I just said. She was. And Larry said this before. She was like talking about some weird politics shit.
She was talking about
a fucking Republican.
Ooh.
Or no. She's
you gotta watch out for the Republicans.
She's a Democrat.
Something. No, I don't know.
Liberal. She's hella liberal.
Well, whatever she is.
She's a libtard.
If a girl brings up politics.
I don't know what the fuck he said.
She was something wrong about with her. Something about the fucking the vaccine, which is like crazy. I don't give a fuck what's going on out there.
Yeah.
She was saying the vaccine. I was like, the vaccine killed my grandparents. Literally, that's what happened. She was like, no, it saved everybody. I was like, whoa, it honestly didn't. Statistically, it didn't. She was like, no. And she was like, Biden's the best. And I was like, okay, done talking.
Really arguing.
I was like, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, arguing
bro,
about
fucking
that
vaccine
kind of shit is
gave
just
me
like,
a goddamn fucking fruit allergy.
You got it?
I got a fucking fruit allergy from that fucking vaccine. Because
you're a fruitcake.
Apparently,
he's allergic to himself.
Fucking apparently.
Look at his
God
nails.
Hey, okay, wait. He is gay because he painted them black.
He likes blacks.
He likes black men.
Hey. Oh my God. BLM, right, brother?
BLC.
Big, large cock.
Any color.
Yeah, I don't care what color. As long as it's big and large. It's cock.
Hashtag color.
I didn't say it.
So, gentlemen, this is a...
That was fucking wild.
This is a note for you. If she talks about politics, the bitch is probably crazy.
Yeah, because
for real. Could I even bring it up?
What's the point? What does that have to do really with your fucking life that's going on?
Right? What does that have to do with your relationship? There and,
yeah, that too.
So you just got the right to vote. Chill out.
If you're going
to
sit there and bitch with somebody about it, I don't know, man.
Bro, she's 16.
Man.
She can't even vote yet.
No.
I was not here until I heard about what happened.
That's how she acts. But no.
No, she acts 12. That's why Ezra likes her.
Should I call somebody right now?
I feel like
don't call it over. No, no,
let it go.
No, he's literally he's more talking about his own thing there.
I met my girl when she was 15. So. Yeah.
He likes some milk.
See, when I said she couldn't vote, that wasn't a sexist joke. She just barely turned 18.
She just barely can vote now.
Yeah. No, when they turn 18, we let them go.
Oh.
We got Leonardo DiCaprio on the show tonight, everybody.
Hey, I
go
stay
to someone
here.
Else now. Go.
Hey, I stay here, and they keep getting younger.
They just wait for the new crop to roll in.
That's why we live by Sunnyside. Oh, yeah. Ezra's girlfriend is crazy as shit, bro. That's so fucking wild. This guy
she's
had a first-round draft pick
and
just fucking listened. He picked the first-round draft, and he just died.
Oh,
wow.
Dude, come on.
Good job, Ramsey.
I didn't do anything.
Dude, it was so bad that your girlfriend really was just like, nah, I'm gonna fight this bitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm going out there, I'm gonna fight this bitch.
And then puts her in a fucking headlock, like, what the fuck? Nina came in and was like, I want nothing to do with it. And she was like,
and
well,
they got something
to
do
with
it.
Was that your first crazy girl?
Nina
was
literally
his first girl in general. No.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Nina came in and was like, I don't even want to fight a drunk bitch right now. And Emmy was right behind her like, oh, I would love to fight a drunk bitch right now.
She was like,
and then went out and fought a drunk bitch right now.
Fucking
fought her. And then said, I didn't even mean to say that.
If that's his first girl, he handled that as somebody does with their first girl. You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Like, that's what I said.
Here's your fucking keys. Get out of here. You're embarrassing.
We tried that at first.
We tried that
for the first like hour.
She left and came back.
She left and came back around the block. So at that point, it was like, bitch, just stay the
she
fuck
was,
here
but,
and stop.
True.
But just she was never here, though.
Like, she had the chance
to go
home.
Who are we talking about?
Ezra.
I
want
to know about
Ezra.
Ezra's mom.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What? I don't know anything about Ezra's mom.
Yeah. I just met Ezra.
Shit.
I don't know, man. It was a great idea. Great party, right. But good job.
All jokes are good here.
Cool.
We don't care about nothing. You can talk about dead grandpa.
So what do you guys think about the Holocaust?
Holocaust never happened.
Damn, you wouldn't bring that up.
Fake,
right now.
Sorry,
Eric. Sorry, David.
Yeah, man.
I am German.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Mexican.
Me too.
This guy is
sorry, God.
This guy's jersey says SS. Look at it. It has the fucking bird.
Yeah, this guy's great grandmother said he was there, but he said she was there, but.
He said that's SS. That's Maddox.
I think that's skateboarding man.
That's Maddox.
Oh, sorry.
What is that? It's all stained?
It's from her blood.
Yeah, people got burns.
It's from her blood.
Oh, from her blood.
She got choked out.
Allegedly.
Hey, no matter. She was on her period. That's why she acted like that.
Yeah, huh?
It had to be, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
A young life crisis?
All right, Ezra, let's
get like that on alcohol, maybe? Too, though.
She's like, oh, man, I'm 22 now.
I'm halfway dead.
I got to lose my shit at least one more time.
I'm halfway.
She's 22?
No, but for
this is the last one,
like
I promise.
Uh-huh.
That's how I used to be when I would get drunk.
Let's
I would
not
just,
talk about her.
I would
anymore,
just, yeah, no, let's talk about getting drunk. What was your guys' worst drunk experience?
Right now.
Probably getting a fucking DUI, really. Yeah, that was probably the worst.
It goes DUI, then death.
Way to go. I've probably talked about it before.
Right? Yeah, you already did. We already did.
What about you, David? What's your worst drunk moment?
I have had a lot, though. Let me butt in again. Like,
No.
We've known you had a lot.
I've had so many, but a lot of them I don't remember.
David, your worst one.
A lot of them I don't remember.
How about your best one?
Let David talk.
Let's hear your best one.
I think the worst one is the best one.
Was the Coors.
Sometimes.
I can't fucking answer. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Let's talk about this. His girl that left him. Left beer and I can't drink it because it's his girl's.
Oh, hell no.
I don't think she's going to need beer.
Yeah, I don't think she needs it anymore.
She's going to be away for at least a year.
Yeah. She's not going to be drinking anymore, buddy.
Yeah,
she's going to call you.
I'm
going to
go grab the
she's
beer.
She's
going
to call you in the morning
and
come pick her up.
All right. This guy.
Can you grab it?
Hey, how about your favorite beer? Like, whenever you're drunk, the favorite time you were drunk then?
Yeah, your favorite time.
My favorite time?
Better be with me 2 weeks ago.
Definitely wasn't.
That shit sucked. I wanted to leave so bad.
My baby was born when I was two.
So he put on his greatest skate clips.
Shit, one of the greatest times that I did have when I was drunk as fuck, though, was the time that Mark carried me home when we were like 13 years old.
Oh my god. Dead ass. Yeah, I spent the night at his house a lot because my parents didn't care about me. So I was just everywhere where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And I spent the night at his house, and we snuck out to go hang out with our girlfriends because they were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we drank magic Kool-Aid because that's what we would call the fucking Kool-Aid we would put the liquor in.
It was Kool-Aid and vodka. That's all. Yeah.
Easy. Magic Kool-Aid.
Would you guys steal the bottle or you guys had someone buy it for you?
No, I stole it from my parents.
Yeah, shout out Eric.
Sorry, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. We did put water in it, though.
Yeah, we did the same thing, dude.
We put some freezer water in it.
I think everybody did that once, dude.
But, hey, at least it was the pop-off, though. I didn't know. I went for the cheap vodka.
I got your son home safe.
My mom would have, like, the handle of Smirnoff, like, out in the cabinet in the garage. It's like, what do you think's gonna happen to that when it's out of the cabinet in the garage?
See, their bar was in the middle. Their bar was in the middle of the house, between the exit and his room. Like, you had to stop by it. And you see something that many times, you're like, gotta.
You couldn't walk by it without taking it.
Did that same shit. No, filled it back up with some water.
The best stuff is they used to have an alarm system that would like kind of beep when you would open a door. So we had to crawl. We had to crawl through a doggy door to get out.
God.
Climb the fence. And then walk to the homegirl's house, which wasn't too far.
Yeah, but it was basically right down the street.
That sounds
So we drank magic Kool-Aid, thinking we were this shit, gonna go all buzz drunk to these girls' house.
And go fuck.
We get there, and they were already drinking too. So we're not even 15. Like, we were probably 13, 14.
Yeah.
Like,
middle school.
Yeah, middle school.
Yeah, it was 13. Middle school. It was 13.
Yeah, it was
7th grade.
So they were drinking, we were drinking. And then we got there, and we're hanging out. And then, like, one of the girls... The girl who lived there, her aunt was there and then came down and started hanging out with us, gave us some more alcohol and stuff.
Hey, yo.
Yo. Shout out to that aunt.
Shout out, Carla. All
right, shout out, Carla. Sorry.
Hey, we knew her name wasn't Karen.
Yeah, right. But no, and then, we ended up staying there for a while, keep drinking, and then when it was time to leave, David just could not get up. So I literally, like, I didn't pick this dude up, like, super bad. But
this David?
Or this David. No, this David.
Me, David.
Feldman?
David, yeah.
Me, David.
I slung his arm. The movie? Yeah, I slung his arm over me, and I just literally, like, walked him, and, like, he would, like, be slumping, like, dragging his feet sometimes. I'd be like, bro, you have to fucking...
You gotta help me a little bit.
It was like a good mile. Like mile, too. Like, it wasn't, like... It was close, but not, like, super close to be dragging your friend this fucking long.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't remember any of this. Yeah. Like, I don't remember any of
this. I was operating off straight survival. We did not want to get caught up because his parents were kind of... His parents were the only parents that would catch somebody up and then have to call the parents of the kid to stay the night.
Who, David?
I have to tell somebody.
Like, Eric and Jennifer?
Yeah.
Jennifer and Eric. It was my mom, yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer was definitely calling.
My dad didn't really give a shit, but...
He's like, I'm a teacher. I cannot call.
Yeah. Like, he was just like, all right.
His mom works for the police. She's like, I have to call this in.
Right.
She's like, 10-4, 10-4.
I'm a mandated reporter.
Are you going to hit it? I'm going to do it or you going to do it?
I have a 1083 here.
Do you know anything about him? He's my son.
The only thing is, don't shoot him. He's not black.
I swear.
We're going to beer bong right now, boys.
Do it.
I don't think CHP shoot people.
Sometimes.
Do they have
guns? They get shot at. You seen that? Yeah.
They get shot at more
than
they
pull something over. And that motherfucker's like, fuck this shit, and they shoot at him. They fucking...
Yeah, I bet routine traffic stops go way worse on the freeway, for real.
Yeah, every time I see one of those, like, crazy fucking... Where they get, like, shot at first some shit, it's always on the fucking... You seen that one where the guy pulled out the, like, the AR?
On the cop?
No way.
Yeah, he
shout out to that guy.
AR, dude.
Hey, shout out to that guy, though. He's real shit. Yeah,
he, like, got out of the car at first, and everything was cool, and then he walked back to his car... And grabbed an AR and just fucking left a fucking cop on the side of the road fucking.
Oh, that's fucked up though.
And took the fuck off. It was fucking wild.
Depends who you ask.
We do have questions.
Yeah,
we,
it depends who you ask how they feel about it. Yeah.
You ask me, I'm like, that sucks.
I'm in between.
You ask my wife, and she's like, nah, fuck that. Like,
hey, I'm in between.
Get him.
Just poured whatever the fuck was in there on my leg.
On his leg. Now you got to drink it from his leg.
Go ahead. Just like last week when I fucking sucked Ramsey's toe.
Whoa.
I did.
What kind of podcast is this?
Oh. Hey, you got feet?
No,
you got feet?
It's
I'll suck
them. It's
a
weird one, bro. You don't want to stay for too long.
Is it only available on OnlyFans?
No, it's available anywhere you ask. That's you, bub. It's you.
Careful. That'd be sick to be only available on OnlyFans.
Well, hold on. Let it.
We actually have viewers and shit. Fuck yeah. That'd be
cool. We will.
Like, hey, you gotta pay me $50 to view this video. Yeah,
it's $5 to sub, and then you have to unlock the full podcast.
Yeah, for like $20 or something.
Yeah, the full podcast. We're all just sitting here naked.
tell me you've been disappointed by OnlyFans without telling me.
Hit it. Ezra, go, chug,
yeah,
chug,
he
chug,
can
chug,
do
chug.
It. He's gonna crash his car tonight too.
No, he can stay. He's cool.
All right, cool. There you go.
He's cool. He's allowed to. He's allowed.
He's allowed to stay.
He's allowed to fight people and hang out.
Yeah, I'm
yeah. If he beats me up, he can stay.
As long as
you earn that,
he better win.
See, there's just something about girls fighting. It's just so regular. Don't do it. Stop fighting, women.
Stop
fighting,
Ezra. What is that? Ezra.
Seriously.
Wow.
Hanging up behind you.
His beer bong is doing, it has a cream pie right now.
His beer bong is fucking spitting out his cum he came in.
That's all I'm going to see, the only action tonight.
I should call her.
Yeah, Larry?
He's all like, man, I really shouldn't have done any of
that. Larry, you got me tonight?
I do got you tonight.
Thank you, man.
I'll come in there.
I love you.
What are we talking about?
Somebody's got to do it.
Dude,
her fucking cellmates are about to come in here, bro.
No, I'm talking about my girl, dude. Just shut the fuck up. This guy was talking about someone else.
I thought hell
we
were his girl.
No.
We
were
talking about him.
No.
I thought we were talking about him.
I was talking about me. I'm going to come with my girl. Don't even twist this shit. She can hear us.
No, you're going to come. No, you're going to come in Ezra. That's why he said you got me tonight, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to come.
I'll come in him.
That's what I was saying. That's what I thought you meant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Coming to my buddy is the easy part.
Yeah, trying to come is the hard part. Coming
easy,
in him is easy though.
It's gonna be a waste of your time.
It's never a waste. Men can get pregnant. It's 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows what you are, man.
Hey, but we do have questions we ask every guest to come on. We have three. I'm gonna ask you one right now.
Do you have fallopian tubes?
We got two guests.
He's lying. He's lying.
That means both of you guys answer.
Okay, let me get the other right.
Three questions.
Hello, tubes. Nope.
No.
Nope.
You don't even know.
Nope.
You don't even know.
Nope.
I already know the answer is fallopian tubes.
those are women's.
So?
I am a women's. I am all the women's.
I am survived.
I
what
ask,
is that guy says?
My question is, how long is your forehead compared to your penis?
Whoa.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, he has a little forehead. That's a good correlation.
He has a little ass forehead.
So you take the two.
You take two.
Hey, show the camera. Six. Show the camera your forehead.
At a plus.
Very little.
And then I'm going to show him the dick.
Do it, dude. I'll bleep it out.
I'm right, just
go
playing.
Go ahead, ask your fucking question.
But the viewers can only see that for the extra 15.
Yeah, on the Patreon.
On the OnlyFans. No, Patreon.
Whatever.
We have a Patreon.
Same
thing. No, but our thing is, are you circumcised or are you not circumcised?
Hot topic. So,
like the store?
All right.
We walked in and
got like the store or what?
Now, check it out.
All right.
Let me finish the whole story
wait,
for
hold
y'all.
On.
Let me
wait.
Finish for y'all judge.
No, there's a story to it. Before you get the story about the
hot
circumcision,
topic.
Yeah, why is it a hot topic?
So, because I feel like there's so much heat stick around hooded penises.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired of it.
No, it's not.
I'm here
you have play. A hooded penis?
I do.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Shit.
You and this guy got to go.
He's Jewish. They invented that shit, dude.
You so, too?
Listen, I am. Listen.
David is circumcised.
Listen.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jewish, so I did do it.
Oh, okay.
And the guy
about
who,
him.
The guy who cut it off ate it.
Okay, no, hold on. Hold on.
That's what they do.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
So I need to talk to that doctor. I am not circumcised.
But, let's go, sleep gang.
But I did not have a choice. Only women get their body their choice. I didn't get a choice. I didn't get to tell, I didn't get to tell the doctor, like, yo, lop that shit off, my G. Shave a little off the sides. Yeah. It was my mom who was like, I don't want to deal with the crying-ass baby at 16 years old. So she didn't get me circumcised. Now, I'm going to get my kid circumcised because it's going to increase his chances of getting head by 30%.
And you don't get diseases.
Well, if you wash your shit, like, bro, like...
Bro,
having having foreskin is great.
Hold on.
Say anything, bitch.
Hold on. Sex feels better, 100%.
No, I get it.
No. I'm trying to pull my foreskin 100%. Back.
You can't tell
in.
That.
Like, this is fucking
you black. Can't no. tell that. Shut up. Doesn't matter. You're invalid.
I don't need condoms. I just
not
tie
invalid.
It.
Not invalid.
I don't use condoms anyway.
Oh my god.
What do you think? I'm gay? I don't care about AIDS. I fuck women. But what I'm saying is, our buddy, high school. Was uncircumcised, had to get his shit chopped off junior year because it was dirty, dude.
See, but that's a dirty guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like it
dirty
depends.
Guy. He's got to take care of
what you do.
Most men don't have a dad.
Depends what you do.
I don't have a dad.
Yo, that's true as fuck.
That's why my shit was uncircumcised. A 16-year-old immigrant had me, bro. She didn't know better. She just didn't want
to
cry and baby.
But did she change? Did she teach you how to clean your dick?
No, yeah, I mean, like, you probably teach yourself that.
I learned how to clean my dick.
Yeah, like,
by who? By who? Your uncle? That's
God,
weird,
bro.
He That's
like,
weird.
God taught me. He's like, you're supposed to have that.
Yeah, I bet your uncle you fucking like it. Went right in there my and he evolution. Called himself Jesus, which is Jesus. It's cool.
My
his name is Juan, goddammit.
Hey, 1, 2, 3.
He taught me how to do it right. So
see,
fuck
but
you
look,
guys.
Look, every Jewish person needs a Mexican best friend because what he got cut off, I make up for. We just link him up.
Like, there you go. Like
but Avatar. Davis knows.
Yeah, no.
Davis knows he's been big.
Hey, so
no, you can put it inside of his.
So,
there you go.
So I have a Mexican Jewish baby, right?
What is that called? Fuck. Parking garage or something?
They overcharge you and are always full.
It's called they halfway work, but then they die.
What the fuck?
Smoked
well,
out.
My Mexican wife.
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't let
no,
me.
No, I mean.
Wouldn't let me tell the doctors to circumcise him. So my Jewish Mexican baby
no.
is uncircumcised.
No. No. Why?
And then she. And
he's
then
gonna
she,
be mad
and then
at you.
She,
man.
She wants to go fucking baptize.
No,
nah,
I'm just kidding.
I don't know how it is. Like you said, it could be better. I don't know.
Oh hey, no, you knows, might as well. Really. You might as well go to fucking.
I don't know how it feels.
Bro.
I don't know how it feels. Just like you don't know how this feels.
My thought is she's true. Mexican. If I don't just comply.
It's gonna be a problem.
I just won't have a dick anymore.
You're gonna be cut down.
Yeah, or a child. For that matter.
Is she Catholic?
Or that, you will never see that.
See, look, this
again.
Is my thing as well. I feel like I know how sex as a circumcised man feels because I can just pull my shit out. Or
no, you cannot. Stop saying you can.
The same thing.
No,
you'll
it's
never
not
the know
same.
The fucking love in between putting
no.
an uncircumcised
yes,
no. woman.
Yes and no. No. I agree, but
because I can fold mine over and fuck, and it feels like shit.
Damn.
You,
okay, fold it over.
Mark, unfortunately, you have a natural condom.
That's where it's like the job interview.
But it doesn't work because
my pullout
game
can be weak as shit, bro. No
I agree, but I somewhat disagree. So
my pullout game isn't very good either.
But, you know, at the end of the day, who fucks better?
Ezra, pullout game pretty good or no?
I mean, at the end of the day, who fucked more? And now I know it was you two.
Right, so
he might be in trouble.
He might be in trouble.
I've heard Ezra's fucked more.
You get all three of us.
Fucked more crazy bitches.
Ezra fucks. But does Ezra pull out?
Fuck, dude.
Ezra condom fucks. Or no condom? What are you doing?
Ezra fucks bald old women.
You doing condom or no condom?
It's because he's
full sin or no
too.
Sin. Full sin or no sin.
What does that mean? No condom or condom?
That means no condom.
It means
damn, son.
No way you did that.
I heard it wasn't condom.
No way you did that.
So
no.
She lied. So she lied or you lied? Which one?
No,
she
lied, bro.
She lied?
This girl pulls up, meets you for like the first night ever.
This is a great time to bring
you
a raw natural supplement.
Nothing?
No condoms, raw natural.
Oh, my God. Does anybody have any antibiotics?
We need a penicillin sponsor.
Yeah, we need a penicillin.
She died tonight, dude. She's dead.
Hey, I could do condoms that I've used in my whole life on my one hand. I got three.
I got three.
I couldn't. I could maybe once. <little pink slip. laughs> Maybe one time, dude.
I think the other times I could count it
was
is
it like a two of the pinky, one in the stinky no, type of situation.
No, I tried to use a Magnum and it didn't fit. No, so
I'm not putting your ass raw. All right?
I've used a condom more not fucking than fucking.
You jacked off?
Yeah, to just jerking off
with a jerk off. Oh, all right.
Hey. Easy cleanup. I have a question.
Talking about condoms.
More than I've used it, I've jerked off in one.
Talking about condoms.
Yeah, let's get it.
And it could lead into a story if you guys want. But check it out. Have you guys ever had your dick sucked while you had a condom on?
No.
It's awful.
Why? Did you hire a hooker?
I wouldn't even think about that.
I hired two. If I'm gonna pay for pussy, I'm customizing it. All of them. I'm customizing the bitch. How many of them?
It sounds like Grand Theft Auto. You're like, I want this. I want a titty this big.
I already knew.
I want this one pointing this way and that one pointing that way.
One of them speak English and the other one not speak English.
Yeah. I want one of them to just say Bangkok.
Ain't no regular bitch sucking a dick with a condom on it.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Only hookers.
Yeah, no.
I watched the videos, bro, too.
I just don't think I could go for that. I just, fuck, dude. Like,
oh,
I said,
why would you?
Like
you
I said,
even feel
maybe
it?
Once on. In my life Dave, I've worn a condom.
Why do you keep putting your pinky out?
That's my one. You know how guys count. You ever heard that
one
before?
Bump?
You ever heard that shit before?
Another one bump?
Where the bump's at?
No, you ever seen that? Like, it's like a meme or something. Whenever you ask your, it's like a girl meme. Whenever you ask your boyfriend to count something, he's always like, three. You're like, some stupid shit. You don't use like these
like
fingers.
This.
You do this.
Women don't make good memes.
Something stupid. True. Something stupid. But I'm doing that same shit. I just, one time, you know. No. The one time.
You're showing your penis size.
It's because this went in my butt at the same time.
Don't shout out.
And yeah, and also this is as large as my penis is.
Definitely. Lucky.
Why so fucking big?
So big I can't even hide it in my pants.
You can't tell by my small forehead?
If you can't hide it in the front of your pants, you can hide it in your butt. There you go.
I hit my shit in my
you
butt.
You gonna ask him the questions?
Butt. What?
Oh,
I'm gonna ask them all, but
through.
No, but you guys gotta go. Hold on, I'm gonna take a piss.
Wait, yeah, I gotta take a piss too.
All right, you guys keep going, Wait, me and David are gonna take a piss. I'm gonna hold it for him.
What the heck?
What the?
This episode is sponsored
Thank
by
you.
The kidneys.
We need both you guys, dude. We need both you guys to do it.
I just always forget what we're talking about after 2 seconds.
I know, after 2 seconds,
fucking retarded. So, So what the hell are we talking about?
Damn.
Okay,
don't know.
So. You are not circumcised. Sleeve gang, let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys Hell match. Yeah. You guys matching. Yeah.
Have you ever had any cheese before?
Honestly, I have.
It's a horrible question. I don't even want
to.
You guys.
I used to play sports, bro.
You guys make me fucking throw up. I don't even want to hear
bros,
that,
bro.
I don't think any of the listeners want to hear that shit.
Okay,
either.
We don't. They
just
don't.
Cut that out.
Okay. Yeah, let's just get that out of there.
Okay,
no cheese. No, none of that. I got ear cheese before.
What's the first porn? What's the first porn you ever seen?
You can't ask him the questions.
Okay, so
because the team ain't in here. You gotta wait. We gotta talk about something else.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Man.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about something else. What you got, bud?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that incident that happened?
With homegirl?
Yeah. With today's fucking bullshit.
Probably a 7.
Dude, my girl's probably dead right now in a fucking ditch.
Hey, bro, that ain't your girl anymore. I'll let you know that right now.
Yeah, probably not.
She's a systems girl now.
You're
bro.
Fucked now.
Yeah.
You fucked that all up.
I give it a 7.
You fucked that all up.
I feel like you can't go above
a
7 unless you see a titty pop out, and no titty popped out, so you just cap out at a 7 no matter
what. That 7, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see... I mean, unless she just decides to be that girl that's like, I'm so sorry.
He's I could save her.
You know. But now she's fucked again, totaled a car, fucking can't drive again for who knows how long. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
What's your last name?
But then again, we might not see how that goes at all. You know, Tina might have just dropped her. We might not ever see her again.
I'm not on social media.
No, that's cool, though, but I posted...
You're the only person she's going to call.
I posted...
she's just keep hitting you up.
Hold on. Everybody can't talk at the same time.
Because she thinks you love her.
I posted a story on my Instagram. It said, slide through to my buddy Larry's and come do a podcast.
A podcast? Ooh,
and then
showing
had,
naked
who
body
said?
Parts.
That's what he did. That's how he invited me. And
okay,
I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then
and who
then
said what?
I posted it, and then my buddy, Alex Pulley, said, isn't that Larry Dort?
Yes.
You know what?
You know Alex?
Dude, which one? Show me a picture of him. Show me a picture of him.
Oh, who?
I don't know, man.
That's my man.
About to do the same thing. Take
yeah, I guess cool.
He's hella, he's hella fucking cool.
Shout out, Pooley.
Oh, he just said I went to go into some cell.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, I played fucking baseball with him at fucking Lincoln High School or Lincoln baseball.
I met him. I met him playing baseball with him at Selma High.
What?
Dogs.
And you guys both kicked his ass, right?
Dogs, dude. Tell him yes. That's me, dog.
Tell him yeah.
Tell him I'm famous too, please. And tell him I make a lot of money.
And then you both kicked his ass because he's a nerd, right?
No, that guy was cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, he's hella cool.
He's a good
dude,
right? He's hella cool. He's a fucking cool. Hey, that's the only dude I... What? Okay, I used to sneak out with this dude, and then I evolved into sneaking out with this other white dude. Bro,
this is the white dude.
Right?
It's always the white dude.
We had to push his mom's car like a block away.
She had to start it.
Oh, I'd always do that.
Why would he turn on? We had to push it a whole ass block away. Shout out, Pulley.
I'd always do that like it fucking mattered.
Right.
That shit didn't make
bro,
no
we were
difference,
24,
bro.
Just pushing the car.
That's
once you're gone. Hey, once you're gone, they ain't going to catch you. Just leave and then come back.
What are you going to do? Get me the car that you,
not,
I just took?
Yeah, they're going to report it stolen.
His mom would threaten to call the cops all the time.
Yeah, before I had my license, we pushed the van out of the driveway.
Yeah, but tell him that's my boy. He took my job. I was a fucking catcher, and he took my job.
He
took my fucking job.
He was a catcher.
Yeah, he took my fucking job. Bitch ass motherfucker.
I didn't know he was Mexican.
Larry's like, I was the prime catcher, man.
I was. But
I was taking all of that goddamn dick.
But I started racing dirt bikes, and I said, fuck it, I don't give a fuck anyway. I started racing dirt bikes. I was already racing dirt bikes. I was all-star catcher for that team, too.
Just saying.
I'm sure you were.
And then I said, you know what? I like dirt bikes way better, even though those guys are way better than me. And I was like, I like dirt bikes a lot more. I'm just going to stop playing baseball.
Is that how you met this guy?
This one doesn't penetrate.
No, I met this, my dad, and I've known this guy since I was little shit.
Dude, we've known each other since we were like, babies. I was like 5 years old when I first met him. We were fucking racing out in Madera.
Yeah, we were doing bicycles.
BMX racing, yeah.
Okay. So you're both and then we know I remember, what's that house we were wrestling in? And then your dad and my dad were like, yeah. And then, like, we're getting mad as shit because we're like, whoa,
the priest house?
It was the one across the street from the park, the one I sent you.
Oh, yeah. The one, it was, like, right on the corner of Shepherd and.
Yes.
Shepherd and Alluvial or.
Some. That park's right there.
Shepherd and Maple.
Yes.
Shepherd and Maple.
And that park's right there.
And it's, like, the house and right I remember, on the fucking heck? Corner.
And I remember me and you were wrestling in front of your fucking trophies. Yeah. And then we started getting mad. Like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
we started wrestling, really. We started getting mad. And our dad's
our dad started like betting on us.
Yeah, I'm like, like, we're fucking like seven. They're betting on some wrestling against each other. And we're getting mad as fuck because we don't know.
Yeah.
We're just mad. I was like, I hate this guy now.
We were just like fucking around and all of a sudden it was like, no, now it's like, no, now we got to see him
competitive. No, our dads are pissed.
Our dads are pissed. Now we got to go after each other.
That shit was funny, dude.
Make our dad proud. Yeah.
They took our damn jobs.
That shit was funny, dude.
What was that? I can't leave. No. What's that?
She didn't give you a good night kiss.
Good night kiss?
No.
In front of everybody. Just
right on the air. Kiss. Right on the air. Show your face.
Look at her knuckles. She beat up that drunk girl. Look at her knuckles.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go.
Ezra's girlfriend's down for the count.
It's all right.
Ezra looks sad.
He got guilt in his eyes.
He
feels bad. We're sorry, Ezra.
Ezra, we're not sorry.
You drinking her beer too, man? What the fuck?
She don't need it. She's not going to be drinking no more. I guarantee that.
Hey, man, you could have drove her home.
Yeah, you should have. You should have let her ride you home, bro.
Should have let her ride you all the way.
Right.
But,
or at least some roadhead.
Drunk girls give really good
did you get head yet?
Drunk girls give really good roadhead because they gag a lot and it's just super wet.
Ezra, have you ever got head? By who?
Not head butted, head.
First bird.
Oh, he has a first bird. A first girlfriend.
Oh no, those are the worst.
No one's ever seen her.
Those are the worst.
No one's ever seen her, ever met her, ever even knew about her. He just came over there one day.
Dude, my first girlfriend. I called my first girlfriend the one I lost my virginity to. That bitch went to like prison for me.
Oh shit,
Michaela.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
Michaela.
Hey, sorry.
Hold on. Okay, one question. How did you lose your virginity?
In
What's
jail.
The story?
Oh, God.
God. This girl who was assumed to be talk. Felon. No, but
how old are you? Set the scene. Set it up.
Damn, I had just turned 16. Probably the
16?
Week of. 16? Yeah. Sheen. The week of, yeah, late bloomer, right?
So it's like junior?
No,
dude, that's
I was
early, freshman. Dude.
Late bloomer compared
that's
hella to me.
Early.
No, maybe I was like, damn, what? How
sophomore?
Old were you in a, as a freshman? I lost in my freshman year.
You were like 14.
So damn. 14.
Damn.
14.
Yeah. You're a whore. Sophomore.
You're a whore.
Violated.
You're 18
bro,
when you're a senior.
We're both fucking whores. It's okay.
Yeah, 14.
Hey, you're next, motherfucker. Don't talk.
I know. I was thinking about it. I was like, 4 years? I was not a 20-year-old. No, sorry. You can bleep that out. My bad. But,
I got you.
Thank you. But, N-word.
Keep
anyway.
Going.
But, yeah, I fucking, we went to the homie's house because he lived not too far from the high school. And then I had sex with her in my homie's brother's room that did not have a bed. So I just we threw
on the floor.
Yeah, but I threw a bunch of his clothes down, and then
damn,
I actually
the clothes.
I came on his clothes too.
Let's go.
But I had sex in Bobby's room. Sorry, Bobby. I know you're out there defending the country. I came on.
He was in the army.
No, now he is. No. Or he's in
no,
some
his brother is his brother. His it, brother is like. He's actually doing hella good.
He gets all of it. I want all of it.
But he probably got cum all over his clothes.
That guy got came.
Yeah. But
how
long did you last?
More details, like come on.
Well, I did use a condom, but I like got tired of using the condom like halfway through.
So you pulled out?
I pulled that shit off.
Like,
and then you went raw.
And I went raw.
Dog, and she didn't even know.
No, she knew. Like she was
then.
A crazy bitch. She was a crazy bitch. So
she was a whore.
Yeah, she was. A whore. Yes.
Was it her first time?
Bro, she sent me titty pics.
What happened?
I'm sorry, she said,
"Is
it picks?"
I'm saying it was for the group. It was the group pussy. No,
hey, well, that's the first time. You mean it's usually for the first?
Yeah, no, it was cool, and that was that was that. And then I walked home with a big ass smile.
Did you come inside? Where did you come?
Oh no, on the clothes. I came on the clothes.
Oh, you didn't even try to go on her.
I knew my mom was a fucking early fucking pregnant Mexican woman. I was not about to be an early pregnant Mexican baby, scary. Bro. That was
for real.
The statistics were against me, bro. No dad, illegal mom, 15, teen pregnant.
Oh,
like,
I was about to have a baby in 10 days,
bro.
You
easily.
Came in here 10 days later. You have a kid.
Yeah, she was like, "This, your
she's already
three.
Popping it out.
Your
know,
baby's
huh?
three. She's gonna do your." Taxes.
Huh? That's funny. You know where we're going, David. How did
your
you lose
dude.
Your virginity? Set up the story. Age.
How
everybody.
Old? How long did you last?
Let me hit that after you. That's tobacco, right? That's nicotine. That's not
this
weed.
This guy lost his virginity 300 times.
That's not weed.
310.
Is tobacco. This weed?
You made up a story every
straight,
time.
Straight
like,
tobacco.
Yes, I'm
just
a
straight tobacco.
David's still a virgin.
Yeah. David has a kid.
I'm married with a kid, and I'm still a fucking bird.
David practices.
He's out there.
David practices Olympic hugging. He comes in a girl from far.
Hey, he does it from the light. He goes here to the light. It's like fucking basketball, man.
Shooter. He's half black.
I'm trying to be a Michael Jordan, man.
He's supposed to hit three footers all day.
He's doing all Michael, no Jordan.
He's a Steph Curry of coming in women.
He's Michael Myers, not Michael Jordan.
Okay. So how did that?
Okay, yeah. How did you lose your virginity? set it all up. Age, everything. All
right. So I was like 13 years old, man.
Too young.
Oh, dude, how young? 13 years old.
Let's that's
go
a good age.
Eighth grade. It was a fucking.
That's a good age.
I was 12.
Was it Yvette?
I didn't want to say any names, but yeah.
I knew that too.
I know.
You don't gotta do names.
But yeah, I was 13, and she was like, okay. "Oh, like let's fuck tonight. Like let's instead
is she your girlfriend already or no? Which
yeah,
is like some random chick.
So basically, I kind of like stole her from him.
I was just about to say that. Say, it was my first time making out with a girl. I was like, okay, who's him?
Yo,
smells.
Yeah.
Who's and him?
Mark.
It was eighth grade. Ain't nothing major.
Is but that your virginity?
No. That's
no.
The,
I was
no. That's the girl who I fucking first ever made out with, and like,
well,
she made out with me, and then like, well, you know, I don't crazy. Know. I didn't know how to do it, so I was just like, you know, just fucking making faces.
And she's like, this guy sucks.
And then, yeah, right. What's your friend like? No,
but no, but who's that guy? David
Fucks. He's really kissing her
because like she had like weird breath. It left it a smell.
Oh, don't
lip.
Start talking shit now, dude.
No,
hold you on. Know you wanted
no,
to fuck.
She's bad as
hold
shit on. Nowadays. I'll still smash.
Hold on.
She's still hot.
No, so
she's,
I've
no. She's pretty fine now.
I've had that.
She's
pretty hot now. I've had that issue too. Where
she likes black.
Can she? Oh,
I've had that issue too.
We're out of here.
Dead subject.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
Sorry.
I've had that issue
fuck
too.
You, that shit was funny.
Where it's like weird breath, and you're kind of like, eh, like, I don't know. Like
every time any girl kisses you?
It's kind of like a you don't match kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
You
yeah.
Know, it's
your
like,
breath smells, Bubba.
No, it wasn't me. It was her, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Sure, it was her.
It's like that lip just
like
slaps your underneath your nose and it lingers.
Or something,
it's like, what
you
the
fuck? I don't know.
Is that
whatever.
Skim milk?
Yeah, we were all trying to fuck with the same girl, the same...
Same girl.
Same grade.
Same girl.
All at the
we
same
were
time.
All doing
all
right,
the fuck
same
it. Say
shit.
The name. Who
no,
the fuck was
he
it?
Was, he was...
Was it really the same girl? Who
every
was
time
it?
I was
yeah,
trying
no,
to fuck with her, she'd always go to him.
Love you.
Yeah.
Who was it?
So, like,
say the horse first name.
Basically, like, I was her, like... First love, quote unquote.
No,
so,
you were the first
so,
easy to
so
fuck
it,
person.
It was yeah. It was like supposed to be like a dance, like that night or whatever. So we both got dropped off for the dance, but we had already planned
that have sex.
That we were gonna sneak off over to the Lincoln Elementary.
Lincoln,
You know, Lincoln. I remember
like,
about that whole situation.
The benches.
You guys want to know what I remember about that whole situation?
Well,
no. After a bunch of people
after
found
out
about out it,
with her.
Yeah. After a bunch of people found out about it, they made a little song. It was, I am not even, but I like to do it on the Lincoln playground.
What's funny?
I wish you guys
what's funny?
Sorry, she'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
I don't know,
she'll never hear it.
She'll never.
Honestly,
see
she's one of those
more
hot girls.
Stuff I want to say, but
she's one of those
really
hot girls
like,
that acts too good for people. She's gonna be fun.
No, she's yeah. No, honestly, she's a total fucking bitch.
No, yeah, she's a total fucking bitch.
She's a total bitch and thinks she's way better than she actually is.
Yeah.
Is
she hot?
She's fine.
Her body is fine.
No, she's fine.
Everything that I've
got
fucking heard.
Go double take her face, though.
Can I see a pic?
Everything.
Sure.
Let's get a pic. Let's get a pic. The Aki way.
Hey, she always ignores my DMs. So I'm like,
if she's
I just remember after our grade or whatever shit happened with whatever happened with you guys, then she just went on to being more of a
still older fans,
more of a movie theater girl. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Great description.
Yeah. Mattress actor.
Hey, but look, I'm gonna tell you like this: if she's hot, her shit ain't private.
Oh, none of it.
Oh, look her ass no. up.
Who knows? Shout out to the dead. Anyways,
R.I.P. my dog. R.I.P. my dog.
R.I.P.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, no, we all had the one that got
so,
away.
So, hey,
though.
How many times did you pump that night? No condom or condom?
All the times.
So, it was with the condom.
Oh. Wow,
dude.
Magnum? What kind of condom?
Bro, I can't fucking.
Planned Parenthood one?
Why are you putting that on him?
It was something that I fucking stole out of my parents' fucking.
Nah, it was your McDonald's. Get your McDonald's.
It was the McDonald's.
McDonald's wrapper.
Remember when the wrestling team was like, oh, he got to get his McDonald's.
Used a greasy McDonald's
cheeseburger.
The
rapper, dude. The rapper, dude.
Call that dinner and a show.
You ate it and then kept going.
Bro, oh dog, bro. God. I fucking ate her out.
You did? That first night.
And that first night.
Did she
and
suck
like,
you up?
No, bro, she was hairy as fuck. And I was like,
oh,
shout
dude.
Out.
He's like.
I don't mind a little fluff. I don't mind a little fluff.
So then when I went to
you're so hot.
When I went to go put it in, I was like soft as fuck.
Oh no,
and
really?
I still had my condom on.
Oh,
and like, I like
yeah, and then those prickies
I got like a half a chub, and like kind of fucked her, but then was just like, all right, I'm done.
Okay, okay, we need to.
Yeah, all right, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you've ever had a condom on with the half chub or less, right? That's the worst. That's the worst feeling ever.
That's the only time I've ever had a condom on.
Man, I don't feel out these shoes at all.
It don't work. It doesn't work, dude.
I hate this thing.
Condoms don't work.
What the fuck is that piece?
I had
of
to.
Shit?
All right. Damn, I was about to put some shit.
they might put it out.
You
bro.
Actually use them.
I had a similar experience with his cousin.
Oh, oh which cousin? Hold on, which cousin? That might be my cousin.
No.
I'm not saying
that. Hey, because, you know, we're cousins, though.
But I
we're
swear
cousins.
To God, when she told me
really.
To use a condom, I no, swear but, my shit never marriage. Went soft so quick.
To what?
She was like, use a condom. I was like, I was like, I hope you have a good night.
How about
see you
we
later.
Instead?
I'll see you next time. I'll see you next time.
Let's just don't say we did.
Hey, hey, if any girl ever says use a condom, she doesn't want to fuck you. Guarantee
or
that.
Or she really wants to, but
she
she's
just,
careful.
She, yeah, she just wants
to. Who's careful?
Girls because have to be careful.
No.
Who?
Yeah, girls
who?
Have, to, have be to be careful.
What whore?
Yeah, especially well, when yeah, they already because
what whore wants to fuck you and says, I'm going to be careful
no,
tonight?
No, because their shit's yeah. inside of them.
No, you have a good point.
And I'm going to be inside of them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Their shit's inside of them.
What whores have you fucked that said, hey, I fucked a lot of dudes and
whores,
I need
so I
you
know.
To wear a condom now?
I know. All of a sudden, you and not the other guys?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Because I already got a disease.
Whoa.
So now I know you need a
whoa.
Condom.
Whoa.
That's real
you know
fuck.
What?
That's, hey, that, you know, that's real as fuck.
You know what
I know.
You know what's real? You know what's real? I yeah, love that, eating pussy, so.
No.
the STD's is hitting the back of my throat before yeah. my thing ever.
This guy got
my throat got cunnilingus.
He got gonorrhea of the throat.
Got mouth AIDS.
Hey, you know, that's from dudes.
No, you
I
have
like
a good
dudes.
Point, though.
Mark, does your mouth
which
itch?
I think is what you're trying to say.
What?
Is that if they make you wear a condom, that means they know they've gotten
yeah.
fucking fucked and fucked.
And they got
dirty, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they want you to wear a condom, that
they
means
got
they know they're dirty.
Yeah.
A good time
they
to
know
say
they're dirty or they know they've that. Gotten fucked
and
by
you know what
dirty.
I say? Fuck it. I'm not going to. I'm going to chance it. And I never caught nothing.
Full standard news.
Have you been tested?
Yes.
No, dude,
I got tested for gonorrhea, syphilis, all that shit.
When I was younger, I got tested too.
2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
I've had the same girlfriend for 4 years.
Oh,
I've had the same girlfriend for 4 years.
I've had the same girlfriend for 2 years.
Really? It's been fucking
3 years,
very
actually. Yeah,
long
you were close.
Time for me since I've been tested.
And he probably has AIDS because he fucks me.
Damn.
But I know when I did.
He probably got it from that tattoo.
Okay, this is very personal. And now I'm not going to talk about it, so fuck you guys.
Oh, come on.
Shut him down.
Come on. We're ooh, making a joke.
Come on.
Shut it down. What else we got?
When was your guys' first time contracting AIDS?
Last night. Ezra.
Shout out.
Oh.
Well, was it from that girl from tonight?
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
We've already all talked
too,
about
too soon, sorry.
Stories, so.
But I'm going to go.
Just repeat stuff like that.
I'm going to go.
First porno you guys seen.
But
yeah.
You guys are new. So.
I'm going to go with the first porno you seen. It could be video, magazine, anytime you seen like a. Like
what the fuck?
First time you jacked off to like a porno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jacked off? Okay, I don't remember that. Okay, but I do remember.
Or a porno like.
Hold on. Let me ask you one question before you get into what you jacked off to first.
Yeah.
How did you jack off?
Hey, like this, bro. Come
on.
Did you ever jack like this?
Okay, no.
You never did this? You never did that?
The jellyfish?
Come on, man. This one? You're a liar if you said you do this. No, you did this, bro.
I had the old fucking. I was playing Iron Man.
I can't hear you. Put it in your fucking mouth.
I was like in third or fourth grade. Dog. We had just got.
Did you doing this?
Bro.
I thought he was going to say he has it on video.
That was tight.
I thought
I would have to link it. I would have to link it.
Not without them paying $15.
Bro, I got it on video.
No, dead ass though. But check it out. The first time I ever remember watching porn
was
the first time I invited my homies over to my grandma's house to spend the night. Right? It's I know. It's a weird story.
No, I'm not talking about watching porn. I'm talking just about how you did it. That's what I was. I just wanted because you got the right motion.
It was a three finger.
No, let him talk.
Yours was big enough to just.
No, a three finger.
No, he's there.
There's no way.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, everybody.
That's what I'm saying. This one right here. Yeah. You do this.
You got to do the jellyfish.
The old you do the claw. Yeah. You do the claw. The claw.
You cover a lot of surface area.
The claw. Anyway, go ahead.
So the first time I remember watching porn and like learning about what like sex and shit was when my homies came over, spent the night at my grandma's. Mm-hmm. And
your grandma's house. Oh, yeah, my grandma.
But my grandma would work from like 10 p.m. to like 3 a.m. at
just
a bar.
Would it be there?
Wouldn't be there. So like all of us were just free reign on the computer or on the TV.
On the fucking computer.
And, we were just watching the TV, and then my buddy's like, "You guys want to see some crazy channels?" And then he's like, "If you ever look for the TVMA symbol on the channels, he's like, that's gonna be some crazy shit." So we're like, "What?" He goes to it. And we watched like
TVMA.
Shout out! You really shaped
my dog. I already my brother came over. My brother came over. We didn't talk about
that's
this.
That's how I felt.
Go
South
ahead,
Park.
Let me hear it.
That's how I found South Park at 11 p.m.
There
you go. Yeah.
But dead ass. So I remember it was like a rom com, fucking porno, dude. It was.
I can hear her.
It was crazy. That's all I remember about it. And we're all my homies were watching. So we're just literally watching it. My homies like, yeah, those are called titties. Like he was instructing us.
Those are tits. That's a pussy.
Hey, this is how you jerk off.
Jerk you off.
Or three fingers.
He said, "You know what? You know what we call skiing? Here, boys."
And grab your partner to your right.
Hey, it sounds like you got molested, dude.
My homies are all 18.
I was seven.
Check it out.
Seriously, bro.
I'll show you.
Hey, I got learned how to jerk off by my cousin that was 4 years older than me.
Oh my God. Shout out to your cousin.
And my uncle also raped me.
Changed your life, huh?
Okay, we're not talking
his
about
name was
that right
David.
Yeah, David.
Hey, I was actually just about to bring David up.
I'm not talking about the first time
I ever jerked off.
So. Oh! Shit.
We know why he was teaching them.
All right, but we're going with his jerk off story first. We'll go to you.
Nah, Jesus.
You're definitely coming up.
I don't even know where we ended at, but you guys blew it way out of proportion.
It's called funny.
That's fine.
You don't even know what funny is.
Trust me, I do.
This guy jerks off.
I think if anybody watching a podcast would probably see
I still jerk off like this.
He still does a jellyfish. I still
three finger that bitch. Just feels the best. It's natural to me, you know?
David. First time you ever watched porn.
First time I ever watched porn.
It could be a magazine, a video, a anything.
Don't tell me it was at your grandma's. I like this guy.
So, first time I ever watched porn was...
I went to my homie's
grandma's
house.
No, it was actually fucking his house.
Shit! On the bunk bed!
It was me, you, Joe, and David.
Fucking circle jerk going on.
You guys were
fucking circle jerk.
They were jerking.
It was cool.
It was the mobile CD player. Yeah. I told you about that.
You know these motherfuckers were in different places in the room.
No.
Jerking.
We're in the same bunk bed.
No, we were all in the same goddamn room.
Like, you know,
David brought it. Everybody stay in your own blanket.
You know,
like, Oh.
What's even worse about this is David was like sitting there telling us like these crazy ass stories about
what's
he's like,
even
oh,
worse.
Like I was like, oh, he's like, oh yeah, I fucked this black chick,
yeah,
and her pussy stank,
yes,
and then this Mexican chick, her pussy stank, but kind of different.
It's not about talking about pussy stink with that guy.
And then this white chick I fucked. Well, her pussy didn't stink at all.
Yeah.
It smelled so good.
He made us racist.
Kind of.
Honestly. Listen.
I thought blacks were whores.
No.
I always thought that Mexican chick's pussy stank up until I actually ate a Mexican pussy out. And then I was like,
Not that bad.
Not that fucking bad.
Some bitches have a PHEU balance, bro.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are.
See, but the thing
is, hold on.
I was just about to ask you guys: have you guys have had sex with a black girl before?
No.
No. But
okay, listen.
I don't like.
Whoa!
Hold on. Gotta edit that one out.
Stop.
Finish what you're saying. Finish what you're saying, and then we'll get on to that because I do want to say something about that. So, David,
don't fucking stop talking like I act like I said something crazy.
Were you done? Were you done with your
rant?
What was it? The virgin conversation?
No. We're talking about our first porno.
Yeah, circle jerk session.
And when he said that, I was like, I actually do remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was
a circle jerk with David and Joe.
We were under my bunk bed.
Yeah, just us two, right?
We were under my bunk bed and we put a fucking blanket in front of the bunk bed on the underneath. Yeah. So we were in a box together and we had our portable DVD player. David brought a DVD.
They opened Pandora's box.
And we watched the fucking thing.
So it was David's porn.
We were very young. It was a lot older.
Dude, we were like 7 years old.
And I'm like, younger than
honestly,
him.
Honestly, yeah, we were like 7 years old.
And I'm younger.
Are we
going
to go to jail for this?
We were young.
David, what year were you born?
I was in 96.
And I'm 97.
Okay, David's probably I'm 96 too, and I was in the same boat with you guys, so.
But
same cycle jerk. Same
did cycle jerk. Jerked off, though?
I don't even know.
To be honest,
I'm not talking about it.
That night, I got jerked off.
That night,
I remember us trying to jerk off and us being like,
"This not working."
You had to jerk off. My penis doesn't like. Yeah. How does this happen? What happens? Yeah.
I can't believe it's
not getting hard.
I can't believe your friends let you jerk yourself off. That's just crazy.
What do you mean? Real friends don't let friends jerk off alone.
I grew up with shitty ass friends, man.
You never had a circle.
Sorry, Mark.
No.
You excluded.
Hey, you guys never had a circle jerk.
We're talking about something
else.
I asked you guys, have you guys
had sex with a black girl before?
Oh, yeah, I was trying to get into that.
What I say? I can't repeat that.
Exactly.
Because
you're scared about your life.
Right? But no, this is what happened.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Have you?
Romero?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's black.
I don't know. She's black.
Okay,
bro. And she keeps liking on my like. She likes.
She's
a lot
black
of
though.
She's so
black. Okay. No. She's not black.
She's got some tingles.
Yes,
bro. Look,
that's somebody that we went to high school with.
Okay, look. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know who you're talking.
Yeah, her. So look, we had sex one night.
She's got some.
That's your phone.
And this is before I got into my last relationship. It was my first black girl.
So hold on.
We had sex like 8 times in one night. I swear to God.
That was the best sex you ever had.
It was good sex.
Eight sex one time?
In the night. Like she spent the night and everything.
But you have sex.
It's a whole story.
But you come every 10 seconds?
Yeah, bro. We were just going, bro. We got home like at 1. And we didn't go to bed till like fucking 6 in the morning.
So you came every 20 minutes.
It was recent? Dude, this was in the last like 4 years. Yeah, so.
Damn, good for you.
You come like 3 times?
Good for you.
Oh, I only came three times for real. But no, this is what happened. Yeah. No, check it out.
I know me and him.
Hold on. There is a prominent smell.
I'm listening.
There's a prominent smell with black girls.
I'm listening.
Like, is that really?
Yeah, look, that's on Instagram. Hey, racist, shut up with it. Whatever, three. Like when we first started like having sex, so I'll eat out at the beginning. You know what I mean? Like I'm not eating out after I'm smashing. You know what I mean?
Start drinking my girl's beer, man.
Yeah, you're not gonna fuck cum, maybe fucking eat your own cum. Like I'm good.
When I was eating out, everything was fine. But like after like the second or third time, like. And like we started getting like obviously hotter and shit. Like you know the room was just starting
sweaty to ass sex.
She started getting sweaty.
Getting sweaty.
Right. Started stinking.
She had sweaty ass.
It was really good.
Stop.
It was really
good. Don't get no pricked up, D-Bag. Calm down.
And so what his uncle said.
Like this, guys.
To what his uncle said.
girls, and I also had an Indian girlfriend for like 7 years. But
ew.
Yeah.
No. Ew.
No.
Ew.
Cool. I always wonder what that be like. How was that?
It was good, but it I never smelled. Met family. No, it definitely didn't smell as much as the black girl. But there,
that's good. That's good.
As you go up in complexion, like I don't know if it's the melanin or what, bro.
So,
but
something smells but, different.
Yeah. Hey, anything about and brown right, smells.
But
tell you that.
But the black girl, she had the wettest, best pussy, bro. Like, I didn't fucking
what color okay, was
bro.
The pussy?
It was okay. Pink, bro. It looked like...
It was pink?
It looked like Powderpuff Girl pink, bro.
No, no way.
Well, I got really close.
It was really fucking good.
No way.
Yeah, I got yeah. really close.
The funniest part about that whole story is at the time I had an electric Fiat.
You're a bag.
The one that you drifted into a fucking curb?
No.
Oh!
The one after that. No, but no, check it out. So we met at Old Town Clovis, and I used to live like right up the street from there. So so when we were leaving Old Town Clovis, she was with her friend group. She's like, oh, I'm going to like go with him. She's like, there. She was like, we need to pick you up. And then I was like, oh, like I was like, do you want me to take you home? I'll take you home. She's like, yeah, you can take me home. She didn't fucking tell me she lived in Madera.
Oh damn. No!
It doesn't matter, like if I had a gas car, but I had an electric car, bro. So yeah. I had to drive this bitch home to Madera in an electric vehicle.
Did you
dude.
Have the charge, man?
Dude, I had to act so cool on the drive, act like I was gonna freak out about my charge.
But I just to run out of battery.
He's like, I got
I'll test you when I get home tomorrow. Like, yeah, I fucking so I get her home all the way to Madera, but I leave my house with 100%.
Huh? Didn't even pump.
What did you say?
Did you pump?
Did I pump what?
That puss.
Pump her puss.
Oh, bro, we had sex like 8 times that night, bro. Like,
oh, this is that night.
Yeah, this is the next morning. This is the next morning.
And he was trying to go home, and the shit dies.
Okay. Yeah, no. we get to her house. I leave my house at 100%. We get to her house. I'm on 40%. I'm like, this is not going to happen, bro. I'm driving on the freeway at 40 miles an hour. I'm going up, like, back roads. I end up, instead of going freeway 99 back, I go, like, the old way, which is, like...
Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
That
Avenue 7 sorry. Or 7.
Yeah, Avenue. Going up through the avenues, dude. I had so many cars behind me. I'm going 20. Radio bro. On, air off. Like, everything on. Fucking, like, I'm just, like, trying to get home. I'm like 10 miles away from home, and my odometer is like, you have 8 miles remaining.
It's like, yeah. And I'm like, there was no like charging stations or anything.
Not Tesla. My Fiat didn't take Tesla charging stations. They're different chargers.
Wow.
Exactly. So like, I was so close to home. So then I had to call the tow truck to get me and like.
No way!
Oh, you ran out.
Yeah, I ran out. I didn't make it home.
Oh no!
I had to call my mom. Like, yo,
was the pussy worth it?
I would do that shit every day.
I was
that time was gonna. He didn't even have to answer that question before I could answer that for you. Yeah, no. So that's what I was trying to get at when you were talking about it, is that my dad told me that the.
Black
best,
horse?
Yeah, the best pussy that he had in his life.
Dude, it has natural grease.
What's
bro.
A black girl?
That shit tastes like chicken.
You didn't tell me.
Bro. I swear, like, because I've had a Mexican girlfriend for a long time. I had an Indian girlfriend for a long time.
That shit tastes like chorizo?
Yeah, and then the other girl tastes like roti. But no, but.
Elote?
Elote?
Anyways, but when I would, like, have sex with them, like. Their pussies, like after like the third or fourth time in like a single session,
in
like
your mouth.
They would.
There you go.
Their pussy would fucking like not get wet after that anymore. You know what I mean? Like you'd have to go spit on it and shit. You know what I mean?
That's because that's you problem.
Definitely not.
You guys make me forget what I'm fucking.
Like I said,
about.
When I was a homegirl, I was fucking like a rabbit, and even when
that's your problem. You can't fuck like a rabbit.
No, so I was. It was dead. Nobody's problem. We were both enjoying it. I think she was enjoying it.
She let me keep.
I hope so.
She let me keep going after the first time. So,
my dad said the best pussy he ever had was like a black chick.
Yeah, we got that.
That's your dad.
So I always wanted.
Yeah, that is your dad.
Fuck a black.
That was the last great generation.
At least once in my life, you know.
Who just wants one time?
Hey, he fucked when they were not supposed to be there.
So close. No. Oh, the slave that I had.
There it is. Hey, hey, Mike, my dick was named Cotton. She picked the shit out of that.
No, but
oh, shit. The women are stripping.
At least one time in my life, I definitely wanted to fuck a black chick.
Nah, you definitely have to.
Just because of what my dad told me. I feel like
fucking a black chick will cure racism.
Just because of what my dad told me, he's like, dude, that was the craziest fuck I ever had in my life.
The reason why there's racism is because the
But I haven't. I got this close, right? I got so close, bro. I was drunk, passed out on the couch at the homie's house, fucking whatever. I woke up to my homie getting fucking beat up. I had to go help him. Like, fucking got jumped in some more shit. Got the shit kicked out of me just for helping my friend.
It's all bad. I also got beat up for trying to help David from getting jumped, and I got hit in the mouth with brass knuckles.
Yeah, I fucking, dude, it was pretty wild, bro. Like, we were bleeding and some more shit fucking.
Right.
And then it's a, you know, I don't want to say it on the fucking thing.
Yeah, don't.
But the guy that used to deal weed to all of us when we were kids.
Cantu?
No. You know what I'm talking about. Daniel.
I don't know. I didn't go to.
Honestly, he probably wouldn't give a fuck. But fucking, it was Daniel Jordan.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking. I didn't go to Clovis West that long. I kept getting kicked out.
Oh, so me either, bro. I was there.
A week.
Weird. Yeah.
2 weeks.
I was there for ninth grade.
Yeah, same. Ninth and then tenth, I got kicked out. Junior year, I got kicked out.
Tenth grade, first 2 weeks in, I fucking dropped out.
GG.
Yeah, I was like, I was ditching anyway. I was fucking like, fuck this. I'd go smoke weed across the street at Keith Tice over there.
Right.
Yeah, I'd just go fucking weed roll joints and just fucking chill fucking half the day. So I was like, why the fuck am I even at the school?
Right. This is some bullshit.
And my brother was already.
Fuck Miss Daly. Nah.
My brother was already going to home school shit, like Crescent View type shit. So my mom was like, you want to drop out? And I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
So. Oh, did you just hear that? She's coming to get her phone. So homegirl didn't get arrested.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Don't even. Let's not even. What are we?
I want to entertain that. I'm chismoso.
No. Okay. What's the time say over there?
The time. Mark. Says
no. Over there.
12:30 over here.
An hour and 11 minutes.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, we fucking. We can stop.
Wait up. Wait for lady to get here. Wait for lady to get here.
We can stop. We can cancel the window.
It's a little bit hot in here, huh?
It's a little warm.
A little warmer.
For sure. This summer. Well, we can run AC this summer. And No, well, it doesn't cool down. I mean, we need to just put a fucking window AC like I had. This was my room.
Oh, okay.
This was my room before my mom and sister moved out.
So I was like, who stays here?
Yeah, now it's just all
of us. This is them two.
Okay.
Me, Larry, fucking.
And the girls.
And Tina and her kids. So basically like two couples and then one girl with her kids.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who's staying here right now.
Sounds like
it's been
a good
super fucking chill. Like, you know, my mom and my sister lived here before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, fucking I was trying to move out super hard and get out of here, but my mom just decided to fucking move out.
So what was the situation out there? Homegirl didn't get arrested?
Anyway. Hey, what are you doing with that? What are you guys doing with that?
What are you doing, dude? What's going on?
Hey.
Wait. What?
What do you mean, hello? Mm-hmm. It's hot in there. It smells like pussy, right?
It's really fucking hot here.
It smells like men.
What's up? I'll take it.
I do, too.
I don't know what else you guys want to talk about.
Make five ramens.
We're already in an hour. We're over now.
Hey, there's another story coming up.
How long do these usually go?
Ezra's girlfriend was just outside
like an
again.
Hour, that's it?
Like an hour.
Really? Ezra's girlfriend
I was expecting like 2 to 3 hours.
We could do 2 to 3 hours.
Where's she at?
She was outside. I was taking a piss, and I heard yelling, and I was like, that sounds like Ezra's girlfriend. She's here right now?
You can't just even left. Call her that anymore.
Hey, at least she didn't get arrested, dog.
That's still Ezra's girl.
That, no. The best case scenario out of that happened is she didn't get arrested.
The way he handled that, no.
L.
Not Ezra's girl.
You need some training, my boy.
Real.
He doesn't know how to handle it.
Not Ezra's girl, that is Tina's friend.
Tina's friend.
Does that mean she don't belong to you anymore? I could control Hell that no. hoe real see, quick.
Nah.
This motherfucker gave her back her keys for one.
So he just said he got keys. He got no. hit.
She was never his here homie. After that.
He said he got hit saving his homie from getting jumped. What does that sound like, David?
David, what's that
bro,
like?
I got fucking, we got wasted. Both of us still got fucking completely fucked. We got the shit kicked out of us.
Yeah, I got fucking hit in the mouth with brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Yo,
I left, oh, yo, that sounds like
you know, you know what's funny?
That's what
funny?
I'm telling. That's what we're talking about.
Last time I was here, I was chilling with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then? I was chilling with Alex, and I was chilling with Matt.
Oh, yeah?
What, Alex and Matt?
Yeah.
What Matt?
But yeah.
DeCesar?
Yeah,
no, he's not here.
Fucking jump.
Matt DeCesar does not hang out here. Alex is here.
He was here last time I was here.
Nope. No, Matt has never been here, ever. Never. Wait, I don't hang out with that guy.
There's no
not, dude. I was positive. He
guarantee I do not hang out with that guy. I do not like that guy.
He's never been over here.
Alex, yes. I love Alex. Alex is my friend. He's grown up. He's not the same. You know that now, too, because you hung out with him.
But anyway, fucking...
But Matt was not here because we do not like Matt. I do not like him.
Well, good thing you guys don't like
him. I
don't like him. I don't like him.
He's even after everything, I'm
okay with Alex, but like...
Yeah, I can say right now.
But Matt, I'm like,
hey, look, right now, on camera, Matt DeCesar, you're a bitch and not going to fight me because you're a pussy. He didn't want to fight me either, my friend.
We're not...
But we're not that podcast. But I'm telling you, Matt's never been to my house. Never, ever hang around me when you're there. Ever.
I
Alex has, because Alex is one of my good friends.
Not going to lie, last time I was here, I was very fucked up. So
yeah.
I could have been very mistaken.
We would have all fought Matt, because I did not like him. Alex is my good friend. Alex was here, and you guys talked about it, and you guys got over it.
Yeah, I know for a fact that happened.
Yeah, that was good.
But because
I love Alex. Alex is one of my best friends, and you're one of my best friends too. And I love you too. So you guys have to get over it because we were kids, and you guys got over it.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Now,
but Matt is not my friend, and I do not care about him.
Yeah,
dude, and we would fuck him up because I do not care about him.
Let's shoot him. Either way,
no.
Let's shoot him. He said.
Let's do a double leg shoot though.
All right. So
I'll shoot like a single leg or something.
So Bubba.
Bubba. Okay.
Since you asked us this.
Ooh.
when and
you guys just keep going on to other fucking shit.
Bitch, so I'm trying to ask you a question.
He's
trying to ask you a question. When
and how?
And how did you lose your virginity?
Oh.
Dude,
hey, it's a lot of episodes ago. Say it again.
I've already told this story.
But it's a lot of episodes ago.
I know you've already told the story, but I've never.
But it's
I do not know it.
It's a lot of episodes ago. We can say it again. Let's go. That was fucking the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, come on. You got to do a refresh.
We're fucking 90. We're 2 years ago.
I pretty much ruined my life, dude.
Same. I said that before.
That's a good entrance right there.
That's pretty good.
Doing what I did, dude.
I like that. I like
that's
that.
Good, that's good.
Straight
that's
up, good. Dude.
All right, how'd it happen?
Because I was in love with somebody else.
Ah, damn.
But you were just horny.
This bitch just came around.
She was a whore.
Ah, that's how it always happens, man.
That would fuck me and the other girl.
Yeah,
and the other girl wouldn't.
What I mean.
The other one wouldn't.
The one
I wanted him.
Time, so.
I mean, the one that you wanted. Yeah, dude. What? I mean. Already said it, but I mean it was in my like sister's room.
Oh.
On like an office chair. On a chair you're sitting in. Basically.
Damn.
Same type of chair.
Same chair.
Do I know the girl?
Cowgirl style. Maybe, but maybe not.
First name.
No, don't say name.
No, first name.
It's definitely nobody that we like went to school with or anything.
Okay.
It's nobody like that.
Okay,
just some whore. All
right, all right.
He picked her off the street.
Some
Belmont.
It was a bird
of Belmont. some geezer.
A bird. Basically, one some whore of my sister's friends. You know.
Oh, all of her friends.
Hey, good for you. Good for you.
Yes, but no.
Because you love some other woman.
Somebody else, but she just didn't want to fuck me, and I was just too horny at the time.
You wanted to fuck?
Story of my life.
Hey,
wanted to fuck me in my office chair.
But did you have
and
a chance?
Like, fuck
but did
it.
You? But did you have a chance to fuck?
No,
that
the
other
girl.
Girl
no,
hell,
she
didn't want
me.
So then, why the fuck does that
she
matter?
She didn't give me the chance until after I fucked this other girl.
Yeah. So why the fuck does that matter?
But we already been through this.
And then all this went to shit.
This is the craziest thing.
And she started hanging out with my most degenerate friends.
I was there.
Most degenerate friends and started fucking them. And then
I fucked her.
And then had a kid. Had a kid by one of them. And then
GG.
I fucked her because that's the one.
And then there went there went that.
Not my kid though. You know, not my kid.
All right.
It is what it is. You know.
So wait, whatever. do you have kids now?
I have regrets, you know.
It's like regrets, but it's regrets.
Regrets.
Oh, okay, so do you have kids?
No.
I have kids and I have regrets.
I know you. You have one kid. You have kids, but I mean.
No, he has a kid.
You have one, dude.
You probably
But he's raising two.
No, I have two kids, motherfucker.
You probably at least decided.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. You do have two kids.
I have two kids, motherfucker.
Like, you do have two kids.
That's how you be a man.
That's how you be a man. Because someone didn't want to be a man, you became a man.
Exactly.
That's what you get.
Now be a man and give me that fucking vape.
I like that.
Yeah, that's no, funny. I've honestly.
No, you were there since he was.
I don't give pride on myself for anything.
If he becomes someone, he better thank you. He doesn't have to give you money, but he better thank you.
I hope so. I'm just.
The little one, I don't know yet.
That's a whole other thing. I don't.
Hey, the little one, I don't know yet. You know what I mean?
The little one.
Even talking about all this bullshit just makes me like nostalgic and fucking.
Want to have kids?
That's annoying.
Want to cry?
No, fuck the kids. I don't give a shit about kids. Kidding me?
I want kids, bro.
Mark needs kids.
No, I'm ready for a family, bro.
I want kids and I want that stuff, but I just, you know.
I want to have a kid that's way better than me at dirt bike riding, which is going to be a fucking greatest of all time.
But hey, you know what? I bet you anything, you'll have a kid, and he's not going to be good at any of that.
Hey, you know what's funny? I'm going to beat the shit out of my kid until he is good, like my dad did.
Oh, yes.
My dad treated me good.
That's the type of parent that I am striving to not be.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I turned out good.
Why would you not want to be like that?
My dad beat the shit out of me until I was good.
You don't want to like beat the shit out of them, but you want to
discipline
them.
No, yeah, yeah,
and they don't want it. They don't want to fucking allow that nowadays. They're trying to like
participation.
Yeah, don't fucking smack your kid's ass when you're doing something. Like fuck you, I'm gonna fucking this motherfucker's. I'm yelling at him. For
okay. My kid.
If this motherfucker's in here fucking shit up when he's 2 years old, I don't give a fuck. I'm screaming at the motherfucker.
I like that.
I don't give a shit how old he is. He's like gonna learn. He's gonna figure it the fuck out.
I like that.
Hold on, David. I go outside with my kid.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear the way he does it.
I let him fucking, you know, fuck around. I'll take him around on my bike.
He spits it out.
I'll try to tell him how to move around on a scooter because I gave him, I bought him a scooter nice ass fucking scooter.
Fucking beast, right?
I understand, you probably don't want him to get hurt.
No, fuck that.
You get hurt.
No, I don't give a fuck if
you need to get hurt.
You should answer that.
Okay. Well, you should answer that phone call, buddy.
That's the fucking problem.
Who's calling you, Ezra?
Who's calling you, Ezra?
Shit.
Fuck
Ezra, phone. Who's calling you? Hold on.
My brother.
Hold on.
Who?
What? Brother. What brother?
I will tell Aiden.
From another.
You know.
Is it like, or Rashawn or what? This
in order to ride the scooter.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, I'm going to fuck that. Like, I'm going to do my own fucking thing.
You can do this.
Like,
call you down.
Okay. Like, you can fuck off, do your own thing. But then he starts getting pissed off about not being able to ride a scooter. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to show you how to do it. So if you listen to me. Yeah, but at the same time, I understand it because if I look back when I was a kid,
my dad would try to tell me how to do stuff.
And you would think the same way.
And I would be like, well, fuck you. I have my own way of doing things.
Well, not even that, but you just got to
individualism.
Repeat yourself. basically.
So I just
because you'll be a child and you'll wear kids and you're
my,
like
my thing is I don't want to like shove anything down his throat like my
yeah
dad,
no I get that
like my dad did
okay because, well that's where I'm right on the fence that's where I'm right on the fence
I'm down with shoving
right
shit down his kid's throat
oh I'm right on the fence.
If it's me.
I'm right on the
fence. I'm shoving
about
myself
that
down the throat.
But the thing
so
is
that's where I don't want
my 6-year-old dude. As much as I want to like look at it and see like, no, I don't want him playing video games. Like he spends all of his time doing this, dude. I watch him playing.
You gotta see what he likes.
I watch him play Minecraft, and I'm like, holy fucking
yeah,
shit!
Yeah, you gotta
like,
see
dude,
what he likes.
I can't do any of this bullshit. Like,
yeah,
I
no,
can't,
even,
I can't fucking do any of this.
I can.
He's hella good, huh?
I can do it.
Like, especially with, like,
I'll do it right now.
Especially with the technical shit, like, my
don't play me right now. 1v1.
Good.
1v1, I'll destroy him.
Like, he
don't know where he's at.
He's not like me at all, but that's okay. And it's hard to try to, like,
you want him to do his own little thing. You don't want to just force him to do what you want him to do.
Exactly. So, like, I want to push him.
I get that.
I want to push him into, like,
you also don't want him to.
I don't want to. The thing is now I see him like try to ride something, like ride a scooter or ride a bike.
Be active.
And he's a fucking pussy.
But why is
like
that?
Like, he's
though?
A so fucking pussy.
But why is that? Because he was on that fucking game the
yes.
whole fucking time. When
yes.
I was, my third
you're,
birthday,
you're
I was
right.
on a dirt bike.
You're right. You're
yeah.
right. You're right.
You just know, like you.
If we're
riding bicycles.
If I look back to his like skill compared to my skill when I was
yeah.
his age, oh, yeah. I'm like, bro, like
we
honestly,
didn't have
like,
that. We didn't have an iPad.
I was already jumping 20-foot jumps
yeah.
on a bicycle. You know,
we didn't have a fucking phone to look at. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But at like his age, like now, especially
it's different.
With me.
No, it's not different because look, we have
no,
Jax.
The same
well, I have a fucking great example. My nephew Jax, and he's fucking jumping those same jumps, and he was riding his
yes,
dirt
sir.
Bike the same thing. You know why? Because we don't give him an iPad. We don't let him do that. You go outside and you do your own thing. That's what I'm saying. It is what it is. Yes, they will be good at that if you let them be good at that. But they better be fucking really good at that to make that a fucking living. Because other than that, they're going to be stuck that way.
See, and that's what I'm trying to say is my 6-year-old, he's like that.
Yeah,
but
is okay.
But
I'm not saying it's bad.
But my 1-year-old, that's like, he's...
But
he's,
show
he's,
him
he's,
the
he's,
way.
He,
show
he's,
him the
a,
way.
He's almost 2. He does not give a shit
Let's
about...
Go.
He does not give a fuck about electronics.
Good.
He does not care whatsoever.
Good.
He, that's what, he will go up climbing shit.
Good.
And fall off of
it. Make him retarded. Like us.
Dude,
make him retarded like us.
Dude, and I feel bad because like he smacks the fuck out of his head sometimes.
And he's like, ow,
and,
whatever.
And,
I'm
and,
done.
And my mom gets all pissed off at me because I'm like, oh, like.
You
hey,
we treat them like we were treated when we were little.
He smacked his head. He's okay. He's getting up. He's walking, right? But my mom was like, no, you can't do all this. And I'm like, no, bitch. Like,
no.
I can tell the difference. I can
if
tell
he's
the
really
difference
fucked
between
up,
the
like,
two.
Oh, shit. He's
like,
fucked up.
Like, one of my boys, he's more like me where he will get fucked up and he'll take that beating and he'll keep doing whatever the fuck
Good.
He wants to do. The other one, he doesn't like physical stuff. He's more mental.
One has your genes and one doesn't. And that's okay.
Yeah. And
you have to take control of both, which is okay. So you have to know that this one doesn't like that, so you have to control him on his side. And then your side, we grew up differently. We grew up was, oh, you get your head hit, or oh, you fight, or oh, you do whatever you want, or you know what? Stop being a pussy. Stop crying. So we don't take fucking like physical like hurt. Like it's not the same. Like, I broke my collarbone, the people that I was at school, and they were like, you'd be crying. And I was like, no, my shit's broken. Like, I know. I'm not crying. I know that. But my shit's broken.
But, like,
I waited 5 hours.
I can feel something is wrong.
Yeah, I can't move my arm.
Yeah.
I was like, I know it's broken. And they're like, no, you'd be crying. I'm like, I guarantee I wouldn't because I've already done my whole life.
I did at first.
Yeah. I you know what I mean? Like. So
well,
some
I
kids
did,
grow up
I did when it happened.
Yeah,
but
I
now
cried
that
for a
I know
second.
What it is, I'm
that,
fine.
It's yeah. like when I broke my hand, boom.
God, can we like?
I broke these bones right in the middle.
Yeah, your hand.
And,
yeah.
when I broke it, all I was doing was playing fucking like tag, basically.
Yeah.
It was capture the flag. So I passed.
I passed the
line, and when I passed the line, I fucking slipped. And when I slipped, I just slammed my hand against the ground, and I broke my fucking hand.
Instantly knew it, though.
So I went like this. I went, and when I curled my hand, I could hear and feel everything breaking.
You're like, I know this.
And then after that, I spent another like 4 hours just like sitting there, just like, oh yeah, my hand hurts.
Yeah.
And then finally, I got picked up by my parents, and when they picked me up, my dad was like, all right, yeah, we'll put your hand in an ice bath. So they got me a bowl of water with ice.
That's how they did it.
And they just shoved my hand in it. And I was like, yeah, this still really hurts. This still really hurts. So finally, my mom took me to the doctor. They were expecting just
that one. That shit was broken.
They were expecting just one of my fingers to be broken.
Sounds like the same shit they did to me.
When I got there, they x-rayed it, and they were like, nah, your hand, these two middle bones in your hand are completely broken, and they're twisted.
Oh, fuck.
So you have to go get surgery.
Yeah. And you're like 10 years old.
I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
Pussy.
So.
Hey, what a fucking pussy. Fag.
What elementary school did you guys go to?
Lincoln.
Vinland.
Oh, Vinland.
Well, I went to Selma beforehand, but then I moved here with a bunch
of moms.
Selma
where, though?
Roosevelt.
What grades? You said Lincoln. What grades?
Roosevelt's ass.
Your ass.
Who the fuck said Lincoln?
I went to Jackson.
He said Lincoln.
He went to Lincoln.
Nah, I went to Fort Washington.
Who the fuck said Lincoln?
Why the fuck did you say
I said Lincoln. I thought they went to Lincoln.
Lincoln's middle school, though, no?
No, it's not.
Lincoln's an elementary
school.
That's where I went to
elementary school. Oh, in Selma, Lincoln is middle school. Yeah. And then they go Selma High.
Yeah.
But in elementary, they have like ten different elementary schools.
There's a Lincoln Elementary here in Fresno as well.
Yeah.
So that's where I went. That's what I was asking. Where'd you go?
I went to Powers Elementary here.
All right, dude, I'm fucking numb to you guys. Finish your
power
thing.
What?
I don't know.
Finish what? I was having a good time.
You're hot in this bitch. You're going to listen back to this if you do listen back to it and you hear how many times it's hard to say something and nothing and everybody just...
I had a good time.
Right.
David's gay. I like it.
I mean, it is what it
Sorry.
Is.
Sorry. You're just going to have to get all the clear parts.
Well, no, okay. I just try to...
Hey, let me hear your Instagram.
What you guys had to say.
Let me hear your Instagram. Everything. Plug yourself. So everybody can hear
I'm
you.
I'm on Instagram, Marky_Deals. Hold on.
Say it slower.
Marky_Deals. MARKY_Deals. If you want to watch comedy or if you want to buy or sell property.
You got YouTube, Instagram, all that?
That's all the same? Yeah, just Instagram. Nothing else so far. You know, I'm not really big like that, but I fuck around on the IG, you know.
There you go. David, I'm pretty sure you don't care, so.
Say your name? And
I am David Feldman. my Instagram is cannedbread27.
Hey, nobody remember that.
Cannedbread270.
He's got pictures of his tiny penis.
I have pictures of
nothing.
Pretty much nothing at all.
Or a little penis.
Basically, I have no promotion whatsoever in this.
You're good, man. Plenty of promotion.
And that's okay. But we're going to say this is a wrap, and it's coming for.
Wait. Okay. What was that third question?
Third question. I already asked you.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Question. Third question was
the How porno. Do you suck
the porno.
The first porn you ever watched.
Oh shit. Oh,
okay.
That was
the
question. Yeah.
I don't know the name.
Do you want another one? I'll ask you another one.
Oh no! I thought you had three.
How do you jack off now?
Shit, I with regret.
Do you do
with regret? Oh, that is such a good fucking answer, Jesus.
Do you
fucking regret?
Hey, do you do?
Hell yeah.
Are you a dry jerker? Or you lose those.
Nah, dry jerker. Dry,
dry, just dry. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a foreskin guy, bro. Dry jerker. Like I said,
I dry jerk. I'm not foreskin at all.
There's no lotion needed when you have foreskin.
I don't have foreskin. I dry jerk.
With regret.
No, fuck that. We're in it now.
All right, that's a wrap. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you guys, man. You guys are awesome.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, boy. Thank you.